do, hallelujah, perceive the presence of the Lord in a very tangible way. I would say most tangible way. When we were singing the spontaneous song about the Holy Spirit, I saw and felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit descend upon this congregation in a special way. hallelujah. You don't want to leave early today. I would strongly admonish you not to. I do feel led of the Spirit to do an anointing at the end of the message today, an anointing service. Last week, I brought forth part one of Love Your Neighbor as Yourself. And a little bit of a recap, we ended with Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 14 about the two anointed olive trees that stand before the God of all the earth. From the seven golden lampstand, or the menorah, which represented the Father, and the two end pipes were poured out on each side of him, and one was Jesus, one was the Holy Spirit into all the earth. Then we finished up also with Luke chapter 10 about the Good Samaritan who found the wounded man left for dead, and he came and poured in the oil and the wine. So I'd like to bring part two on the oil. The oil. Hallelujah. Let's go to Exodus chapter 27 and verse 20. So I am totally confident because of what Brian brought and the worship team, what I saw and sensed, and what went on in the prayer room, that God is going to anoint you today with fresh oil. Whatever you have need of, whatever you're going through, whatever you're weary from, you will be anointed today with fresh oil from the Holy Spirit. Exodus chapter 27 and verse 20. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure olive oil beaten for the light to cause the lamp to burn always. God's word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And his command was that the lamp would burn always, never go out. The golden menorah that was in the tabernacle, the golden candlestick, was never to go out. It was to burn continually because it was the only source of illumination and light in the tabernacle. And pure olive oil had to be continually poured in to keep the light burning. You need to continually be filled with the Spirit. It's not a one-time filling. Paul said in Ephesians, be filled in a continual tense with the Holy Spirit. Amen? So it is the Holy Spirit's job to fill you up. Like I said last week, every time you come to service, you get an oil change. And I'm getting mobile one of the Holy Ghost because it can go a lot further than conventional. Now, this word pure here in the Hebrew means to be clean, clear, and transparent. That will preach by itself, brother. We need to be clean, clear, and transparent in the church as never before. No more lying to one another. No more playing church. No more putting on masks. I said, no more putting on masks. I said, no more putting on masks. If you need to put one on physically, then put one on. I'm talking spiritually. Because eventually the spiritually one is going to be ripped off, and so is the natural one. Because in Isaiah chapter 26, God is going to remove the mask from the face of all the people of the earth. I found it in the scriptures. He is going to remove the mask from the face of all the people of the earth. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. The word beaten in here . You ever feel beaten in your life? More than once? It means to bruise and crush, to violently strike, to beat with a hammer. Ever feel crushed in your life? There's something about being beaten and crushed that produces pure olive oil. Hallelujah. What the devil intends for evil, God turns around for good and brings glory out of it. And a broken and a contrite heart he will not despise, bro. To beat with a hammer. What did they drive the nails into Jesus' hands and feet with? Now go to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Start with verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Some people are going to get healed today in this place. Today will change everything in your life. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will break every yoke and bondage off your life today in Jesus' name. You will never be the same. You will come in one way and go out another way. You'll come in sick and you'll leave healed. You come in pain and you leave pain free. You come in sorrow and you leave with joy. Hallelujah. God believes his own word, and I come into agreement with him this morning. I told you there's a different presence in here this morning. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit that breaks every yoke, not just some, not just most, every yoke. The devil messed up by letting you get here today. Because as the lepers went, they were healed. If they would have never moved in faith, in action, they would have never got healed. Hallelujah. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. You know, the Bible says if we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. So expect to get bruised. Expect to get wounded. Expect to get smitten in the house of your friends here today. Not willingly, not on purpose, not intentionally, hopefully, but you can expect it somewhere in your walk in the house of God. Didn't get too many amens, but I found that to be true. Because I've done it myself to others. Hallelujah. He hath put him to grief, and when you shall make his soul an offering for sin, oh man, this is so good. He shall see his seed. Now I want you to remember that word seed, okay? He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Hold up your hand. Everything your hand is set to will prosper. That's the word of God. Not come to poverty, not come to lack, not come to little. It will prosper. Just like God's word is prosperous when it has gone forth, when you stretch your hands forth to work whatever God tells you to do, it will prosper. It will not return void. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm not going to have to amen myself in here. Hallelujah. This is the crosses up there. Okay. Hallelujah. Bruised. Listen, bruised. To physically or mentally wound. It means literally to collapse. The man in Luke 10 was not only physically wounded, he was mentally wounded and he collapsed. His spirit could not withstand the rejection and the abandonment he felt from the priest and the Levite. Mark chapter 15. Starting with verse 17. And they clothed Jesus with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head. And they began to salute him, mocking him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they struck him on the head with a reed. Every time they struck him, it drove the thorns deeper into his skull, into his mind. Has your mind, or is your mind tormented today? The worst kind of pain I've ever experienced in my life was not a physical pain. It was a spiritual tormenting mind pain from the hell that drove me into depression, that drove me into feeling abandoned from God, to drove me into helplessness and despair with no way out. It drove me to such a point that when I read the scriptures, I looked for scriptures to condemn myself. Because the accuser had gotten so a hold of my mind, he tried to drive me insane. But he failed. Because he forgot one verse, that I had the mind of Christ. And so do you, and the devil cannot drive you insane. I'm already insane for Jesus. I am totally whacked out, jacked out, cracked out, smacked out for Jesus. Paul said, if we're beside ourselves, if we're crazy, if we're insane, if we're caught up in a divine ecstasy, it's to God. If we're in our right minds, it's for your sake. You ought to be glad today I'm in my right mind preaching right now. It's for your sake. Because I'd rather be caught up in ecstasy with the Lord. Oh, that Holy Spirit. Whoa. Hallelujah. The day is coming where you're going to be caught up in the services. The day is coming when you're going to be beside yourself. The day is coming when people are going to think you lost your mind. You know what they're going to say? That dude is just whacked out. No, they're cracked out. No, they're jacked out. No, they're smacked out in the Holy Ghost. and I want it. Hallelujah. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. Now, Exodus 29. Exodus 29. And you shall take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat. Okay, Aaron the high priest. And the robe of the ephod and the breastplate. And gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. I'm curious what that girdle was. That's just a joke. And you shall put the mitre upon his head and put the holy crown upon the mitre. See, that's what's resting upon your head. Jesus got the thorns, but you got the crown. I said, Jesus got the thorns, but you got the crown. No, I don't think you heard me. Jesus got the thorns so you could get the crown. Because he's made you a king and a priest on this earthly realm and in heaven with him. He's King of kings and Lord of lords, but you're a king and a priest to him. So start thinking like a king. Hallelujah. Then you shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him. And you shall bring his sons and put coats upon them, royalty. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for perpetual statute, and you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. The anointing oil, the anointing oil, the anointing oil. Go to Exodus chapter 35. Exodus 35. Starting with verse 14. The candlestick, the menorah, also for the light, and his furniture and his lamps, with the oil for the light, and the incense altar and his staves, and the anointing oil and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering in of the tabernacle. The anointing oil, the oil that was poured in. Where was the oil poured in? Where was it poured in the New Testament? Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The holy anointing oil was poured into you. The Holy Spirit. Now, go to Leviticus chapter 14. Leviticus 14. Talking about the oil this morning that was poured in to the wounded man by the thieves that the Good Samaritan poured in. Leviticus chapter 14. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. Okay? And the priest shall dip his finger in the oil that is in his left hand and shall sprinkle of the oil with his finger, how many times? Before the Lord. What was the number of the candlesticks, branches in Zechariah? How many? Steve was the first to answer that one. The same candlestick or menorah that was in Zechariah is now before the throne in Revelation chapter 4, which is the what spirits of God? He'll sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord of all the earth. Hallelujah. And the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of his right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, and upon the blood of the trespass offering, and the remnant or the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed. Oh, this is so good. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. Are you not a king and a priest to God? So your job and my job is to have our hands always full of the anointing oil of God. Hallelujah. So what is the significance of the right ear? Let's go to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. Revelation 2:7 in the Message. Are your ears awake? Are your ears awake this morning? Listen. Listen to the wind words. Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit or wind. Ruach, the breath of God. The spirit blowing through the churches. The spirit is blowing through the churches right now. COVID is being blown out of the church with the 44 of the Holy Ghost. And the spirit now is blowing through the churches. Divine healing and restoration to all mankind. The church is coming to the forefront of prominence. It will be recognized in the days to come with the only 100% cure for COVID. The people will fill the churches in every city to be healed of every sin, every sickness, every disease in Jesus' name. Watch and listen, because it's going to happen. I'm about to call each conqueror to dinner. I got news for you. You're just not a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. I said you're more than a conqueror. Wait, I'm going to go over here. You're more than a conqueror. All right. Now look at the right thumb. Let's go to Mark chapter 16 and verse 18. Mark 16 and verse 18. I don't like snakes. I mean, they're all right if you got a snake as a pet. The devil's a snake, not your snake. They shall take up serpents or snakes, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and what will happen? they shall recover. What did the priest anoint on the right hand? What are you supposed to do? And what will happen? Just like the Fonz on Happy Days? Hey, let me lay hands on you. How about this? Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, well, let's change it. Sundays, what a day. What's the rest of it? Anybody know? Something all week with you? All right. Hallelujah. Sunday is fun day in my book. My most favorite day of the week. Looking forward to being in the house of God. Hallelujah. Hey, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands right now. Because your life will surely show it. All right. The right thumb. Lay hands on the sick and they will, not maybe, not might, not in the future, they will recover. May take a little time, but they will recover. The right great toe. You ready for this one? Okay, I'm ready. Going up, going down. Going up, going down. Hallelujah. That's what happens sometimes when you get caught up preaching. You just start going up. Fortunately, you got to come back down. And you go up, and you got to come back down. The third time, I'm going to keep going up, 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 up. So look up, because that's probably where I'll be preaching from the ceiling. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. Starting with verses 20, we're going to read 22 through 25. And he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, wow, what an anointing service. Forget the oil. You got a lifetime of spit. And put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw anything. Now, I've heard this been preached, and I've done it before, that Jesus had to pray for this guy twice to get it, which I don't believe anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. God in the flesh, he don't need to pray for people twice. He's God. Okay? He don't miss it. He's right on. There was something more happening with this man than meets the eye. And he asked him if he saw anything, and he looked up and he said, I see men as trees walking. Okay, hold that spot there. We're going to come back and read the rest. Now, go to Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. We'll come back. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me with the holy anointing oil, the pure olive oil, to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty and freedom to the captives, the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, You notice in Luke chapter 4 that Jesus did not quote the day of vengeance to our God. He was not here to bring and to condemn. He was here to bring life. That is coming. But the Son, the Father sent the Son not into the world to condemn the world, but through him that the world might be saved. Oh, what a friend you have in Jesus. Newsflash, God is not holding the sins of the world against them. That's in the scriptures. He's not holding the sins of the world against them. He paid for their sins. He's willing and wanting all to come to him because it's been paid for. If they refuse, their sins will be held against them. That's how good God's mercy is. He looks at every human being as though they're coming to heaven, like I said last week. Their names, every human being is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Everyone. The heart-wrenching, heartbreaking thing is that the rejection of Jesus blots out their name for eternity. God is for you, and he's for the world. Does he like what's happening in the world? Absolutely not. But that's where we come in. Because our right ear is anointed, our right thumb is anointed, and our right toe is anointed to bring the glad tidings of the good news to a dying, depressed, lonely world. Okay. To comfort all that mourn, to appoint on them in Mount Zion, look at your neighbor. Say, you're Mount Zion. It's not a geographical location. It's the people of the Most High God. And that mountain is exalted above every mountain. Your mountain is bigger than the devil's mountain. You are king of the mountain. So kick the devil off the mountain. God's made you a king of the mountain. Hallelujah. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Oh, I like this next one. I'm just pausing because I'm feeling the anointing of joy. I know what it's like to mourn. Jesus said, blessed are they that mourn, they will be comforted. I've been comforted greatly by the joy of the Lord, which is your strength and mine. Anybody need any fresh joy this morning? I'll take some while Jesus is pouring it out. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You ready? You ready? Are you ready? You're supposed to have fun in church. Preachers are supposed to be fun, not religious and mean and angry and boring. I don't blame most of the church for looking at their watches wanting to get out, waiting for the preacher to get done. Because he's boreder than a 2x4, or she is. The gospel is not boring. The Holy Spirit is not boring. Jesus is not boring. The Father is not boring. People don't know what they're missing because they're bored out of their skull. But you're bored in your skull and then some with the presence of God. Hallelujah. He's boarded you in. You've got the mind of Christ, and nothing can penetrate that. That they might be called trees of righteousness. What did the man say that he saw first? I see men walking as the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. What did the wounded man lose spiritually? He lost his identity. It was identity theft, and he could not see Jesus. So Jesus anoints this man. He asks him a question, what do you see? Let's go back. Mark chapter 8. Go back now. I see men walking as trees. I see men as trees walking. What trees? Isaiah, trees of righteousness. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ now. Religion can no longer blind me. Tradition can no longer blind me. I once was blind, but now I see. Okay, son, now that we took care of your identity spiritually, let's take care of your natural. The reason the church is sick is because they're blind to their identity. They're weak and asleep because they're blind to who they really are. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. That's just not looking up. That's looking up before the throne. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Your toe is anointed to take you as trees of righteousness into all the world, to bring the gospel of the kingdom. Psalm 23:5, coming down the home stretch. Psalm 23:5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with pure olive oil, and my cup runs over. It just doesn't get filled to the brim. It runs over. Now, not when I first got born again, because I was in the Baptist church. Oops. Beautiful, loving people know the word. That's probably where I got the deposit for the word, but pretty much devoid of the Spirit. A little bit further on, it was here. I didn't know about spiritual warfare then. And then when I found out about spiritual warfare, I was looking for the devil around every turn. And I remember being at the altar here. And I tell you, spiritual warfare will wear you out in the flesh. I mean, if you pick a fight with hell, you better make sure you're under the anointing. For two reasons. You'll lose and be wore out. If you're under the anointing, it will wear the devil out. Okay? Big difference. So I was wore out, okay? Because I was Joe Exorcist. Okay, for you car fans, really quick. To me, the most beautiful retro remake of a muscle car today is the Dodge Challenger. Okay? That's me. They had to ruin it by coming out with the Dodge Demon Challenger. Right. At least they still got the Hellcat, which is sort of okay. I can't stand that name. They do have the regular Challenger. 850 horsepower, Dodge Demon. You bad devil? We'll see. Chevy SS Camaro comes out with a special edition. You know what the name of it is? Go ahead and YouTube it. It's called The Exorcist. They got this guy in his black suit, motorcycle helmet, holding up these two big wrenches in the form of a cross while the Exorcist Camaro is doing a donut. I think it's 1,000 horsepower in the Exorcist. Dude, that would just be a great company car to have for as a preacher, wouldn't it? Lighting them up in the parking lot with the new parking lot. Larry Parrish would come out there chasing you. If you got power, there's no substitute. Might as well just light it up. All right. That's just too good, Holy Spirit. I think that was a God-inspired idea with the Chevy. Sorry, Steve. I'm still a Challenger fan. Okay. All right. All right, Psalm 92:10. You can see how happy I'm getting up here. You got to take notice of that, because that's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The oil of gladness. In Jewish weddings, they have a feast for 7 days, I believe. And they anoint you every day with the oil of gladness at the wedding. Fresh oil every day. Hallelujah. Psalm 92:10. Your anointing has made me strong and mighty. Look at your neighbor and say, you are strong and mighty. Thanks, son. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring fresh oil over me. You're going to get triumph today. You're going to get triumph in your life because the fresh oil is going to be poured out. Hallelujah. It's coming both ways. It's coming from within and from without. From the golden candlestick. Hallelujah. It's coming from the Spirit that's within you and Jesus pouring it out from the throne before the Father. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 2. Two more verses. Hang in there. I'm preaching so hard, my stomach's starting to hurt, my muscles. Hallelujah. Listen, I used to have a six-pack when I was younger, abs. And if I really squeeze with all my might, bro, in the mirror, I can see the outline of them still. So I'm getting kind of close back to there now. I've been dropping some weight. I put some on now more. I'm trying to get back. But I'm going to get back to those abs. They may be a little bit more wrinkly or weakly, but if I can see the six-packs from my wife, she's going to go wild. Please, just let me finish these two scriptures. Please. Please. All right. Be a man. Be a man. Come on. Okay. That's why I said you don't want to leave the service. Because the best is yet to come. I don't know what's gonna happen. But revival is supposed to be a mess. Oil is messy. You ever try to get oil off your carpet or concrete? It takes a lot of effort to get rid of it. Hallelujah. Okay. Hosea chapter 2, 19 through 23. And I will betroth thee. That means a promise to marry. You give, if you betroth somebody, you give them a promise you're going to marry them. You're not going to back out. It's stronger than engagement in the Hebrew culture. I will betroth you unto me forever, God says. Yes, I will betroth you unto me in righteousness and in justice and in loving kindness and in mercies. I will even betroth you unto me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. He's going to do it. He that's begun the work in you is going to finish it. The effort is not on you, it was on him. All you have to do is gently yield your will. Just gently, he asked Jesus. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, says the Lord. You know the Lord is listening right now to the word that's being preached, to the worship that went on. He is hearing right now. He is listening for his word to be spoken so it will not return void and it will accomplish what he has set it out to do. He is watching over his word to perform it. I will hear, says the Lord. I will hear the heavens. What's going on? And they, who's the they? The heavenly hosts. They shall hear the earth. The angelic host. In prayer this morning, I saw the angelic host. You know what they had? They had those old crystal, tall, spouty, thin, went like this skinny, like you pour on salad dressing or you'd have oil, olive oil in. I saw angels with those bottles ready to pour it out on you this morning. Waiting, listening to hear from the heavens for the earth. Now, ready? And the earth... The earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. Who is the corn? Who is the wine? And who is the oil? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Father who breathed into Adam the breath of life, who sent Jesus, who is the bread from heaven, the corn made into bread from heaven, the wine, the Son himself, the new wine of the new covenant, who poured out his blood for the sins of humanity, and the oil, the Holy Spirit that came upon him that was poured out after his resurrection. Hear the corn, the wine, and the oil this morning. They shall hear Jezreel. You remember what I said? The seed, remember the word, the seed. Do you know what Jezreel means? The seed or planting of the Lord. You and I are to pour out the oil and the wine, the seed, to lost humanity, so God can grab them and plant them in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know the reason for the oil? Is so it can be ignited with the fire of the Holy Ghost and poured out of these doors. You get full of the oil and the fire's going to hit you and you will be lit up to evangelize this city. Come on, Holy Spirit. Pour it out. This city is ripe for the harvest. Every weekend, thousands come into the city to wine and dine. And we have a golden opportunity to go out and pour in the oil and the wine that the seed of the Lord would grab their hearts and plant them in the house of the Lord. Come on. Get the oil so you can get on fire. Get some fresh oil this morning for evangelism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time. It's time. Hallelujah. And I will sow her unto me in the earth. Bring in the lost sheep. I will sow her, my bride, in the earth. And I will have mercy upon her that has not attained mercy. And I will say to them which are not my people, you are my people. And they shall say, you are my God. Last verse this morning, James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Talking about pouring in the oil this morning, so that the wounds of humanity that are wounded by rejection and abandonment, which lead to bitterness and unforgiveness, which is in God's house first, that must be healed, then it must be taken out to the world. Is there any sick among you? This is in the Passion Translation. Then ask the elders of the church to come and pray over the sick and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they will be forgiven. Remember, New Testament prophet Jesus preached the forgiveness of sins. Confess and acknowledge how you have offended one another. That's in the church. And then pray for one another to be instantly, everybody say instantly. The reason people sometimes are not healed is because they have offense towards someone in the church, usually, or in the world. Once the offense is confessed and repented of, have you ever found that out? Have you ever been offended with someone? Nobody's been offended but me multiple times. You start going around feeling miserable in your spirit. And then when you see the person, you either walk on the right or walk on the left to get away from them. And the Holy Spirit keeps dealing with you. It does not go away. So you try to push it away, and it gets a little better when you're outside the church. But next week, guess what? You got to come back to church and see the person. So it starts all over again. I've done this multiple times. It's not always easy to go to the offended person when they've offended you. But it's so rewarding when you do. It's like a 100-pound weight is lifted off your shoulders. And what happens instantly? You become closer. And you become happier. Now, when I worked in a job, Interstate Electric Supply, I used to go all over the place, all over Lake County, into Cook County. I traveled everywhere. But I had to go to Abbott Laboratories every morning to the M4 dock. And we were commercial electrical supply, so we carried the up to 6-inch rigid 10-foot pieces of electrical conduit, 136 pounds a piece. Okay? I used to carry those on my shoulders, not very far. Kind of feeling the price now on this side because it feels like this side is more wore out. But anyway, I had to deliver every day, and I had a lot of pipe. And I first started delivering there, and the delivering guy on the dock, I pulled up, and there was some kind of issue with the delivery. And I'm like, dude, I got all this stuff, and I got to get going because I got to go to all these places, so I got to get this stuff off my truck. I can't sit around here and wait, right? Joe Christian, right? It's amazing what a little pressure will do and bring out what's inside. Not like I didn't swear and say, hey, let's go, right? But I really did that with my spiritual attitude. Like, I probably pounded the guy a couple times before I knew it. I'm like, I got to get out of here, man. I got to get this unloaded. I don't know what, you know, I need a forklift to get. I'm not going to carry all this out. And then he got offended and upset, said, hey, you know what? I'll decide or whatever, you know, when it gets off your truck or whatever he said. I don't even remember what he said. Finally got it off and, yeah, see ya, right? Man, the Holy Ghost hit me when I left. Ooh, that's an unbeliever. Bad. That's not good. I got to see this guy every day. Next day I go back, he's there. It's not another guy filling in for him. And you're like, yeah, God, I'm justified. Like, you know my schedule, and you know they should have this stuff together. And they should be ready, and I should be out of here, and, you know, it should be professional. And God's like, yeah, I know how you're justifying yourself, and you're totally wrong. And you offended an unbeliever, and that offended my spirit. Now go make it right. I say, I go back there, I'm like, hey, listen, man, I'm sorry, you know, for my attitude yesterday. I was pressured. I got all these stops to do, and I'm sorry for how I talked to you and stuff like that. Dude, like, we became best friends. The next time I come, he's like, hey, man, I'll get the forklift. We'll chain this pipe off. I'll lift it right off. You ain't got to drag it off no more. Wow. Confessing your offenses one to another. To be instant, that relationship was instantly healed. God wants to instantly heal relationships in this church and the church. If I've offended you in some way by something I've said or done to you, please come to me this morning at the altar call. Let me ask your forgiveness. Let's get the offense cleared up, so we both can be healed and move on with the things of God. Amen? For tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah. I don't know, Bree, you still feel like doing those couple extra choruses up there? Sure, let's do that. Hey, is anybody offended with me on the worship team first before you go up there? Let me get that cleared off. You're probably offended by how I try to sing and can't carry a note. Make a joyful noise. Hey, who said it? John Scotland? He said, it don't matter if you got a bad voice. He said, there's a filter by the time it gets up to heaven. It sounds beautiful. And I heard some preachers I couldn't sing, and I mean, I'm one of them, but some guys I think are worse than I am. But who's counting? We're on our way, church. We're on our way to seeing love fully blossom. It's going to take the oil and the wine being poured in. It's going to take the power of the Son and the Holy Spirit to get the job done. So this morning, I'm going to call for the elders of the church. We have anointing oil here. I'm going to call for the prayer team and the leadership. And I'm going to call for the congregation to come up here because faith requires action. And the oil, I even sense the Holy Spirit right now very strong. Very, very strong. Like some healing ministers I've watched, when you watch, you just can sense the tangible healing anointing in their services. That's what I feel right now. It's just here. And I know that God is in us, His Spirit's in us, but there is also an anointing coming from the throne. A fresh oil is being poured out. So it's within you, and it's coming upon you. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to ask for the congregation to come forward. If you have offense with a brother or sister, go to them. Make it right. If your conscience is clear and you have need of healing in your body, if the Bible says the spirit of man or a woman will sustain their infirmity or sickness. Your spirit in your body, if your body is sick, your spirit will maintain your body. Okay? But who can bear a wounded spirit? Like the man beaten by the thieves. He could not bear it. This good Samaritan, who is Jesus, came and bare him up on his beast and took him to an inn where he earlier was born, maybe, or a different inn, in a manger. Outside of the inn, actually. There was no room for him in the manger. You are God's Holiday Inn. Okay? But in order to get your healing, sometimes there's a fence blocking your healing. But if there's no offense and you need healing for your spirit, soul, and body, you need to come forward this morning. And you're going to be anointed. Okay? You're going to be anointed. If you're struggling with depression, heaviness, cares of this life, what's going on in the world and the nation today, come and get anointed with the oil of gladness and wash your cares away. Hallelujah. So, elders, please come forward. Leaders, prayer team, please come forward. Congregation, you just released in the name of the Lord. And please come up and get a fresh touch, a fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. We're commanded to be continually filled. Hallelujah. Father, release your precious, pure, olive anointing Holy Spirit right now upon your people as they come in obedience, God. Deliver them from every evil work and scheme and plan of the adversary. Lord, heal and deliver and restore to perfection these temples of the Holy Spirit. This is your work. This is the Lord's work. This is not man's work. And it's marvelous. Let it be marvelous in the eyes of your people, Father. We love you and we worship you. We want to see love in full blossom in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, elders, prayer team, leaders, hallelujah.